Blog Talk Radio. going on in the world far as what's going on with wanting to live for and with God. We're going to start off with prayer. I'm going to ask my sister Sheila if she would pray for us tonight to open us up with prayer, and then we'll get right back into the service of tonight. Sheila, could you pray with us and for us, please?
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Can you hear me good?
I can hear you, and I'm sure Facebook can hear you too.
Okay, I want to give honor to God, and I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God, for another day. I want to thank you, God, for another day or another new day, another birthday, because I know if it wasn't for you, God, our Father and your Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, we would not be here today. We would not have awakened this morning. We would not be here to listen to this program. We would not have been here to go to work or school or for whatever you did when you woke up this morning. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for each and every person that's in this, on this program, Blog Talk, Facebook, or however they choose to listen to the program. Lord, I thank you for Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. Thank you for Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Dr. Serena Wright. I thank you for all the pastors, the bishops, the elders, the evangelists, the apostles, the prophets, the deacons. I thank you for each and every sister and brother in this ministry, through this ministry, through you, and through life. I want to thank you for each person's husbands, wives, sisters, brothers, daughters, son, granddaughters, grandson. I want to thank you for each and every person on this earth that you have blessed and gave your love and life to today. Lord, I ask you to look over us and bring us through this hardship of these demons and these devils and these hateful crimes and these hateful people and the hateful acts. Lord, I ask you to bless us and give us the love and the anointment to live under you, for you, and through you. Lord, we need you more and more today to bless us, to bring, to take us home, take us to work, take us to school, take us throughout the day and the night to help save us from any harm, hurt, danger, or any unfortunate accidents. I ask you to look over everyone in this world that you might bless them and take them through safety. I ask you to bless us through this government to let them know we are in these positions. They are in these positions for all the people, no matter what your color, race, religion, what, no matter what you are, we are all here, sons and daughters of God. Lord, I ask you to bless us and take us through this. Keep us safe. Send your guardian angels down to help us understand and to learn that we are here because of you, because you choose to bring us through this. Lord, we need your help. We need your mercy. No matter what your health problems are, your finance is, no matter what you're going through, with family, work, school, or whatever, we need to learn how to pray. Pray through the hardship. Pray through the health. Pray through whatever circumstances we're going through. We need to pray and put it into your hands and to let us know you will help us. You will solve it. You will take us where we need to go, not where we want to go, unless that is the need of you. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And I ask you forever to love and keep us in your hands and to let us know that you should be the first thankfulness that we give when we wake up in the morning, to let us know we are here because of you, not the alarm clock, not the children, not the noise, not the husband, the wife, the children. We are here for this day, what I call each day I I wake up, I call it a new birthday. It's another day that you have given us life and your love. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I ask you to continue and bless us and to let us know we are with you and you are with us forever and ever. Amen. Back
amen.
To your head.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that prayer, Minister Sheila. Our cousin Charlene from Toledo, Ohio, yes, just texted in on Facebook. Can we pray for our cousin, Mario Withers, Widener? Their house burnt down. We're just going to ask God to just open the door up that will give them comfort, give them protection, and give them a roof over their head. And we're going to ask God to thank him for no one getting hurt. We're going to just ask God to just touch his heart right now that he would not just depend on us praying for him, but he will pray for himself and go to God. Because at this time, God makes those mistakes. We know that. He'll try to get our attention, and he'll do what he needs to do to get our attention. So, Mario, we're just praying and thanking God that nothing happened to you and your family. We're asking God to bless you right now and give you back everything that you lost, everything that you need to make it through this situation. Okay, so let's get back to what we were talking about. We were talking about in the Bible, where it talks about in Luke 12 and verse 48, who much is given, much is required. And what we do know about that is that when much is given to you, much is required from you, because God trusts you enough that if he give you more and more on the more, that he could trust you with his word. He could trust you with getting his word out. So, you know, a lot of times people will say to you, oh, it don't take all that to praise God. You know what? I don't care how people say that to me. I look at them and say, you know what? I'm going to hold my hand up, and I want you to count with me with my fingers. I had a problem with my heart where my heart was beating over 300 beats a minute. That's what my doctor told me. All I know is things was moving real slow, and I couldn't focus on nothing. I could barely hold myself up. I could barely stand up. I had a hard time breathing. I had a hard time walking. You're welcome, Shirley. And I just had a hard time, and I was trying to take care of my son. I was at a barbecue that we had gave, and I was trying to bend over and get some food and put it on the grill, and I was going face first into the fire. But a friend caught me, and I was able to get to the hospital in time. Thanks for joining in, Charlotte. And I was able to get there. The doctor took care of me. That's one. Two, I had got real sick. And when I got sick, I had lost everything. I was on disability from work, but it took over a year for my disability to kick in. I didn't have nobody to go to. I didn't ask family. I had no friends that I could go to, because the kind of money I need a month, well, nobody going to do that for me without having me pay taxes. Yeah, I know what I mean. Let's go keep it real. And I didn't want to pay no taxes. And I lost my house. I lost my car. I was homeless. But God saw fit to bring me out of that. I own a house now. I'm not from house to house. I'm not asking nobody, could I stay over here, me and my son? No, I own the house now because of God. That's the second thing. I ended up with a device in my chest. The third thing is, when it took that year for me to get my disability going, I didn't have no money, and I ain't ashamed to say, I ended up getting a letter in the mail that offered me Section 8. I ended up getting a letter in the mail that offered me Link. And I said, God, I ain't never been on Link and Public Aid and Section 8. I've never been on it, but I was homeless. And I was hungry. I'm a big girl. I'm going to sit up a little bit. You can see neck up. I'm a big girl. You see this double right here. I'm a big girl, and I like to eat. The only thing I like to eat one time is eat two times a day. Let's keep it real. I like to eat. Anyway, once that happened, I didn't care what people thought because I knew that God was blessing me. Then I got a car. I was talking to a friend at work, my prayer partner, Pastor Deborah Blackshear, and I was talking about, I'm going to trust God. Now, this is before I got sick. I'm going to take that back step because I jumped in kind of through some future things before some past things, but I'm going to go back and say, I was talking to a friend at work, and I was telling this friend, I said, you know what? I need a car. I need a car real bad. And I said, I'm crazy enough to trust God that he'll make somebody give me a car. And she said, girl, you believe God will give you a car? She said, I'm going to touch and agree with you that God going to make somebody give you a car. Now, me not knowing the power of my tongue, I said, girl, God will make somebody give me a car. I don't care if it's a Honda Civic. So a doctor that I work with must have heard me talking. Because a couple of days later, he asked me, did I go to church? I told him, yes, I go to church. At that time, I was going to, it's south of Living Waters now, but at that time, it was called No Cross, No Crown. Hey, Joe, thanks for joining in. And he said, you go to church, right? I said, yeah. He said, well, I want to talk to your pastor because I want to give you a car. But I want to be able to write it off, but I'm going to give you the car, but I'm going to give it through your church. And I said, huh? And I said, oh, I got excited. I said, what kind of car is it? He said, a 95 Honda Civic. Now, I'm happy. I'm real happy. But I had to go to God and say, God, he giving me a 95 Honda Civic. Why he ain't giving me nothing a little newer, a little better? God said, because that ain't what you said. That ain't what you spoke of. I said, oh, my God. So if I had to ask God for something new and bigger and better, God would have made somebody give it to me. So I was saying all that to say that when I was laughing and talking with my friend and came back to her and told her what had happened, she said, see, I told you God told you to ask him for what you want. God told you to tell him and make it plain, write the vision on the wall. But you know how we do. Thank you, Cousin John Sanders from Detroit, looking in. You know, we believe God do things for other people and not for us. We believe that when we say things for other people, it's going to happen, but we really don't believe it's going to happen for us. That's why they teach us to say, Lord, help me with my unbelief. Nothing but God, Charlotte, like you say, nothing but God. Lord, help me with my unbelief. So as God was helping me with my unbelief, when I became homeless and I lost everything I had, but I didn't lose my motorcycle. I'm going to put that in there. Because every time I tried to sell it, people I knew, people I didn't know, they was like, you know what? I can't buy this bike because looking at this bike is all you. And even if I bought the bike, it would never be my bike. Because, you know, not just that, I love the Lord, and I want to be saved, and I want to be sanctified, and I want to be delivered. I know that God has blessed me enough to give me that gift of riding that bike. So when people wouldn't buy my bike and I didn't get upset about it, I just laughed because I could only ride it seasonal. It just let me know that what God has for you is for you. Just like he made that doctor give me that car, we're still friends to this day, being that doctor. I still work with him. I'm back at county working now. I've been back to work over a year. I had a stroke. I was off work from 2012 to 2018. Like I was saying early, I had a disability coming in a year after I had got off. So when I was off in 2012, hey, Charmaine, thanks for joining in. My disability payments didn't start till August of 2013. Now, during all that time, I lost a lot. But I still was going around people, still smiling, still holding my head up. You know, I wasn't complaining. All I kept saying was, I believe God. I trust God. I'm crazy enough to trust God. I'm crazy enough to believe God. I'm crazy enough to know that God is more than able. God is more than able to bring me through. There's no secret what God can do. I know that's right, Linda. Oh, I know that's right. Because I tell you, when God told me to separate myself from some people, I had to do that. And when God told me it was all right to be able to still communicate with some people, I still do. Apostle Dana, thanks for joining in. I don't mind being around them, but it's just certain things I can't tolerate anymore, and I have to get up and go. Because I tell them, certain things I don't allow into my spirit. But like I was saying, just reading the word and giving the word and saying, God, I want to thank you for my son graduating from college. Yeah, I only have an hour, so I'll talk about a little bit of this and a little bit of that. I'm doing okay, Apostle. How are you? And I was saying, God, I thank you for allowing him to graduate from college in 4 years with a criminal justice. I thank you for that. And I had asked God when he was getting ready to go into upgrade center, I said, God, my son needs a scholarship for college. I don't want to have to struggle with trying to pay for him to go to college. I said, because I know I'm not going to have that money being a single parent. I was divorced, and you know, and I was saying, Lord, I don't want to have to beg nobody, and I don't want to have to go out here and ask nobody to help. It wasn't pride, but what it was, I didn't want nobody to be able to hold over his head what they've done for him when all I had to do was open my mouth and ask God. And let me show you what happened when I asked God. I said, God, give me not just wisdom to be his mother. Give me the heart and the desire to be his mother. And give him the wisdom to want to listen to his mother, because he see what he's going through. He'll know that I'm only trying to raise him right. So as he was going through grammar school and when he got ready to graduate from eighth grade, I was trying to get him into Whitney Young and get him into other schools. He said, no, Ma, I don't want to go there. I want to go to Urban Prep. What you said, Apostle? Working with jumping hours. Thanks, Stephen. Yes, I had to keep what Kathy had going on, Apostle. I had to. But he said, Ma, I want to go to Urban Prep. It's an all-boys school. So that right there touched my heart, because not only did he want to go to Urban Prep, but he wanted to go to a school that wasn't going to get him distracted because of them tight jeans and that little cleavage showing in the hallway. He had enough sense to say, I need to go over here where I'm going to get a good education, as well as I'm not going to be attracted to what I see going down the halls and to get distracted. So he chose his high school, and that was the only school he applied for. I was like, boy, you need to apply for this, you need to apply for that. He said, no, I'm going to Urban Prep. And I said, well, you might as well apply for somebody else's school, from another school, in case you don't get accepted. He said, I talked to God. So that let me know that what my life I was living, he was looking at me. No matter how he saw me ride motorcycles and other people saw me ride motorcycles, they don't know the life that I lived in front of my child. All my child knew is that I went to work, came home, went to church, came home, went to work, routine every day. That's all he knew, because that's the life I set before him. So he knew how to pray. He knew how to communicate with God. And then when he got in high school, the professor of the school, what we used to call principal, he had called me and told me he needed to have an emergency meeting with me to start my son. And I looked at my son. I said, what's this about? He said, Ma, I don't know. I said, no, they don't send notes home like this and call and say they need to have a meeting with you about your child. I said, what did you do? Because I knew my son wasn't a bad kid despite his mother. Let's keep it real. Despite his father. Let's keep it real. He broke a bloodline curse, okay? My son was not a bad kid. So when I went to the school, long story short, and sat in the office with the professor, the dean, rather, And my son was there. Thank you, Apostle. He said, I'm very disappointed in you and your son. I said, why is that? He said, because you have him up in this school. I said, okay, but I depend on this school to do what they need to do with him. He said, I can't do what I need to do because you're not allowing me to. And I kind of was starting to get upset. And I just started, I said, in my spirit, I said, start praying and talk to God. I said, well, what is it that I'm not doing? He said, you're not pushing him to his destiny. I said, pushing him to his destiny. He said, you got him in regular classes. I say, okay. He in regular high school classes. What's the problem? He said, this young man needs to be in advanced classes. I said, advanced? He said, yeah, scholar. I said back, I said, scholar. Because I'm trying to think, my son, Sam's son, our son needs to be in scholar classes. I'm just being honest with you. He said, yes, because he's working beneath himself. And I said, oh, my God. After I got over the shock, I said, well, I will sign him up for the class. He said, I've already done it. You just sign right here. Now, with that being said and done, he kept that grade point average. His grammar school teacher, I'm going to step back a little bit, put him in a program that's called C2C, where you are first-generation college kids of your family, not of your immediate family, just of your mom and dad. So I said, well, okay. She put him in this program, and then when he graduated from high school, he was going up to the college every year for the summer and the spring break, and he was doing his prereq for college. So he was doing college while he was in high school. So after high school, when he graduated from high school, he graduated with a, as what's it? I know it's not just the cum laude, it's magnum cum laude. I think it's summa, the highest one. He graduated with that. He also graduated with a four-year scholarship to the University of Minnesota, St. Mary. And when the lady was talking to me about my son, and she said, what can we do to get him? Because he is so bright, he is so smart, and we would love to have him there. And I was sitting down with the other color people, not color, but the other color, you know, the other race of people. And they was like, well, he must have got a scholarship for football, because my son is a boy, he used to play football, and his nickname was Man of God, while all the other kids were called Beastmaster and Killer and all that. Anyway, I said, no, he didn't get no scholarship. He's here on an academic scholarship. And they couldn't believe it that this is a black kid from the inner city, from the ghetto, west side of Chicago, you know. And they couldn't believe that he was there for academics and not sports. But mind you, it was a small, not small junior, but a small private university. They don't have football. They got basketball and rugby, stuff like that. And for 4 years, this boy was school with a scholarship, not just for the school, but room and board. They even gave him an allowance every month so he could wash his clothes, he could go to the show, go bowling, do whatever he wanted to do. But I'm saying all that to say, who much is given, much is required. God told my mother that her seed will be blessed. Then when I got, as you know, we stay in the world in tune with God, and I started walking into my destiny with God and started acknowledging God as my Lord and Savior, God told me that my seed will be blessed. And I've taught my son that you stay focused on what God says, and you call on God, you have a relationship with God, your seed is going to be blessed. And you teach your seed to teach their seed, and so on and so on and so on. So a lot of times we sit back and be like, you know what, I got to go over here and ask somebody. No, I didn't ask nobody. And the only reason I didn't ask nobody is because I knew that I can look to the hills for which cometh my help, because my help cometh from the Lord. I knew that I opened my mouth. He said, I have not because I ask not. I knew if I opened my mouth and told God what I needed, what I wanted, God told me how to go about it. I gave in church. I did what I had to do. Sometimes people would look at me, they didn't even know when I didn't have money because I try not to look like it. Like now you see my hair, oh, my hair wore out. Because at work today, they got their work out of me. They got what they paid me for. They got what I didn't even work overtime for. They got what they think I owe them for. They worked me today. So my hair shows they work for me. So then I sat down and I started talking to God and praying to God. I pray to God when I get up. I pray to God and give him thanks all the way to work, all while I'm at work, when I'm coming home from work. And I was like, you know, Lord, I don't know what to do. I said, God, I don't want to leave this world, and my name is not in the book of life. I don't want my name to be in the other book, you know, the one that goes downtown, the downstairs, down low. I don't want to be in that book. Thank you, Bobby Brown and Tawana, for joining in. I started talking to God, and, you know, and I remember something my mom used to always say, and Apostle Sandra Thomas used to always say, and I've heard other men and women of God saying, seek ye the Lord while ye may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. And that's in Isaiah 55:6. And I just began to say, God, people look at me and they say I'm unfiltered. No, it's not that I'm unfiltered. I just believe in telling you how I feel. I don't want nobody to tell you how I feel. I don't want you to say, well, I heard. No, I want nobody to tell you how I feel. Sometimes because of the tone of my voice and my body gestures and just the way I am, people would take it that I'm just saying it to them any kind of way. But how do you say something to somebody that tell you, I want my friends and everybody to talk to me to be real about it? Okay, but then when they real, it's out, you act like you really want them to be fake and phony about it. I can't do that. If I don't like it, I don't like it. If I like it, I like it. If I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to do it. I don't care what you say. I'm not going to do it. That's not what I want to do. And I just got into his word, and I started reading God's word, and I got to Isaiah 55, and we know that he talks about different things in there. He says at the beginning, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the water, and he that have no money, come ye, buy and eat ye, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Then I just tell you, God made somebody give me a car. Then I just tell you that God had a school give my son a 4-year scholarship, and all he had to do was just come. I left out the part. They gave him 3 round trip rides home every day from Minnesota. No, I'm sorry, not every day, every year. He could come home and go back to school 3 times a year on the school. This is what I'm saying, because we have not. Open your mouth and ask God. So I ask God about his word, helping me get his word in my heart, that I will hide it, that when I needed it, I could bring it back. He took me to Isaiah 55. The 8th verse says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I sent it. And I'm saying all that to say that a lot of times we say stuff and we hear stuff. And this verse and the one I read to you earlier, whomsoever much is given, much is required, I've heard them all my life. But just recently, they clicked in my heart. just recently they had more meaning than before. Because when I sat back, it was giving God thanks. And I had to just sit down and I had to start numbering and naming the things I was giving God thanks for. And we've always said, and we always say this, God, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough. You know what? It's true. Because just with what he's done for me in the last month, the month of May, I couldn't thank him enough. Because I'm thanking him for my feet. Not to say with everything he's done for me before, it doesn't matter. It does matter. Because, see, when my son left to go away to school, we were homeless. I had just got an apartment in, through Section 8, thank God for that. I had just was able to send him off to school. God blessed my nephew, who was sitting down talking to who's his father-in-law now, was asking him, did he know somebody that needed a car? And God touched my nephew's heart, which is my sister, Apostle Cecilia Kaiser's son, Brandon, touched his heart to say, oh, yeah, my auntie needs a car for her son. And he was like asking him, because she said no, because he's going away to school, and she wanted to make sure he could get back and forth. God touched this man to ask my nephew out of all the people about a car. Did he know he was given away? Twice in my life. The man gave me a car to give to my son, which is a 99, 2000 Toyota Camry. And those are some good cars. And my son was driving that car back and forth from Minnesota to Chicago. And not the sad part, but the funny part, and it's a good part, each time the car broke down and had a problem, it was as soon as my son got back home and parked in front of the house. Oh, my God. See, it's good. I would pray for him before he left. And I would always tell him, don't get on the road without calling me saying you're coming home, because I want to pray for you and pray with you. And then you pray on your way home. That car would break down in front of the house. So it got to the point I started saying, God, I need a car for my son to get back and forth to school that's not going to break down. So me and Stan got together, and we got him a car. He's driving a 2017 Nissan Altima. He's been driving back and forth to school from his, we gave it to him in his junior year, so he was able to get back and forth from his junior year to the senior year. And I thank God for that, that twice in my life I could say God has blessed me with me asking him for, I'm talking about material stuff like a car, which some people may say, oh, that wasn't nothing. They wasn't no new cars. No, but when you walk in anything new, I went from that Footlock to that 95 Honda Civic. I went from that Wonderlack to a Toyota Camry that I'm still driving today. So I went from losing a car to three cars and a motorcycle and a new house. So don't tell me what God won't do. Who much is given, much is required. So for all those that looked at me on Facebook and say, oh, what is she doing? This is why I'm doing it. Because who much is given, much is required. Whomsoever much is given, much is required. I see that one of my nurse friends from Cook County has tuned in on the line. Her name is Tawana. Tawana was working with me when I got sick at work, when I had the stroke. Really, I was having a stroke while I was on my motorcycle riding to work early in the morning on 94 with my son on the back of the motorcycle. Thanks, Janice, for joining in. I was riding to work, and I kind of like went out. I didn't know who I was. I took my son to school, but on the way to school, he said, Ma, you missed my turn. And I was like, huh? He had to tell me how to take him to school. Then I came back to myself for a little while, and I was like, thinking to myself, when we get here? And he's like, Ma, what's wrong with you? You acting different today. I didn't realize what was going on with me, but something wasn't right. Then I was on my, he told me how to get to work because I was like, well, where I'm going? I knew who he was, but I couldn't really, I can't explain it. It was just confused up in here. And he was like, Mom, you got to go to work. I said, go to work, where is that? He was telling me what to do and where to go. And I was on my way to work. And then you know how you get to an area, you say, I've seen this place before, but I didn't know where I was at. Then I came back to my stuff. I ended up at work in the parking lot. I got off the motorcycle. That's when I got off the motorcycle. I didn't know who I was again or where I was at. And a patient was saying, I didn't know what, I just knew somebody was talking to me. Come on, I'm running late. Come on. They go so they'll let me in and because you got to go to work. And I was just following the patient to where I worked. When I, as I was getting there, I realized who I was again. And then when I got in there and I punched in and we was beginning to start working, I went to say something to one of my coworkers. She's also a nurse named Shamika. And when I went to say something to her, all would come out of my mouth was, and then I was like, and I didn't know what was going on, but see, every day when I go to work, we would start the day off because we work at county hospital. And, you know, that's a lot of people. You deal with a lot of personalities and situations. So we try to make ourselves laugh throughout the day. I would come in with a joke for the day, and we would start off. And she thought I was joking, but I wasn't joking that day. That was the day I got sick. And that was July 23rd, 2012. I got sick that day when I had the stroke, and I didn't know what was going on. But anyway, I ended up in the hospital. I got a cut right here on my neck where my carotid artery was just totally blocked on this side. But on this side, they put a tube in there, and they cleaned it out some. But as you know, when you hear me talk, sometimes the wrong word come out or I don't pronounce it correctly or something. But I thank God because when I had the way I had the stroke and what the doctors was telling me and everything, we're surprised that you're able to do the things you're doing. And like I said, I went back to work. I can't do what I used to do because my memory is not already all the way there. Sometimes I can remember certain things right away. Other times it takes me forever to remember things. And sometimes I'll be talking, the words will come out. But I tickle myself, and I'll be like, what? What did I just say? But anyway, I said all that to say that if you need something and want something, talk to God. Get before God and get a relationship with God. And just know, when you get your relationship with God and you go to get involved with a church that teaches the word, or if you go to church, but you haven't been paying attention, stop paying attention. Get a real relationship with the Lord. And just know, you live a saved life according to what you talk to God about and what God talks to you about. Don't let nobody tell you, I quack like this, so you need to quack like that. I walk like this, so you need to walk like that. I shout like this, so you need to shout like that. Now get your own quack. You may not do a quack. You may do a hooty hoo. You might not do a walk. You may do a scoop. You might not do a dance. You may do a shout, you know, just up and down and do this one step, two steps. Do what God has put in you to do. Apostle Cecilia says, greeting, but God won't God do it. Yes, God will do it. God will do it for you if you just allow him to be God in your life. I love the Lord with all my heart. I try to let God lead me every day. You see what I said? I try to let God lead me every day. I throw my hands up and I say, God, some plant, some water, for God, you get the increase. So I'm planting this praise in my life, and I'm watering this word in my heart that God will get the increase. I may not have said it right, but I know what I meant, and God knows what I meant. Hopefully you know what I meant. I thank God for all the places he has taken me. I thank God for all the situations he has brought me out. It's some things I haven't even shared with you all. Because, see, one thing I know, some things you can't share it when it's not that time. It's not the season for me to share those things. But God is going to release me to say some things to share with you all at a later date. But one thing I want you all to know is you won't regret giving your life over to God. You won't regret saying, Lord, I don't know what she's talking about. I may not even believe what she's talking about. But God, teach me how to want to love you. Teach me how to want to be saved. Teach me how to want to read your word. Teach me how to apply your word to myself, to my family, to my life, to my finance, to everything that's according to me. Don't allow people to use witchcraft on you. You know, sometimes God will tell you to shut up and sit down. Separate yourself from people. And when he do, you don't have to worry about their feelings being hurt. Because the word of God says, I'd rather obey God than man. So God has pulled me away from certain things and certain people. Some is because of hurt. Some is because of my disappointment and the relationship that we have, whether it's family or friend. And a lot of times, in order to get healed from a situation, you got to separate yourself and go and let God work on you. Because the problem may not be with the other person. And then if it is with the other person, let God work on you. That no matter what happens within the situation, as my sister Apostle Sidney Kai always tells me, Nate, what is the common denominator? Oh, for you all that don't know, I got many names. I'm Sylvia, I'm Renee, I'm Sparkle, I'm Miss Wright, I'm Miss Kaiser. I've got a lot of names. My son called me Mama. My husband called me Baby. I got a lot of names. But anyway, she say, what is the common denominator? And if you find yourself as the common denominator, find yourself getting before God and asking God to heal you, set you free from what people think and what people say. Remember, our thoughts are not God's thoughts. Our ways are not God's ways. Who much is given, much is required. His word said in Luke that if you know better and you didn't do it, you're going to be beaten with many stripes. But if you didn't know better, but you still did it, but you knew, kind of knew, you'll be beaten with fewer stripes. But I just want to say, God, I don't really want to be beaten with many. Because there's some things that I knew I shouldn't have did, but I did. But he said, we're going to pay for that. But all of that being said, I just want you all to know that I thank you all for listening. I thank you all for tuning in. I'm here every Friday night. On Monday nights, we have We're going to start the week off right. I'm here every Friday night from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, Eastern Standard Time. So sometimes things come out wrong. We have Apostle Cecilia Kaiser with Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser, where they minister. And on Monday nights, we have, that program is called Let's Talk. On Monday nights, we have Blog Talk, which is myself as the host for Iron Sharpening Iron, Smile 3 Ministries. That's at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, Carmela, for tuning in. And we have different ministers that come on Monday night and minister. This Monday night is going to be Pastor Servant Troy Thomas. He will be minister. And hopefully you'll have it right. I think I got it right. I think I got it right. If I don't, I'll have it on my Facebook page that I try to post all the notices that we have. So I would like to say to you all, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. This is the program that our very own Elder Kathy Kendall used to hold on Friday night called Let's Talk. And Elder Kathy passed on April 6th, and I just could not just see this program just And I wanted to keep it going and just keep on trying to encourage people. We'll talk about different things. Like I said, when I do come on Friday nights, I want your input. I want you all to talk with me. I want you all to talk to me. And I want you all to let me know what's going on. To my cousin Sherland from Toledo, Ohio, thank you for letting us know about Mario. We pray for him. We will continue to pray for him and his family. We continue to pray for our whole family. I just want you all to know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly anything you can ask or think. God is able. All you have to do is give him a try. If you don't give him a try, you will never know. You know, like you give a homegirl a try, you give a guy a try. Give God a try. And I guarantee you, just when I tell people about stuff, I use myself and my life as an example. I don't want to just tell you about what I heard of somebody else now, because they may not want me to tell their story. So I tell my own story. Because I ain't going to get mad at myself, because I'm the one said it. So we did Blog Talk tonight, as well as this Facebook Live. I'm gonna keep talking, but I just want to know if there's anybody on Blog Talk, if they have any words or comments, and I will let Facebook hear it, whatever you have to say. But this time, I'm going to allow Blog Talk to talk, and if anybody on Facebook want to type in a comment, I'll respond to that. We only have a little while longer before we have to close out the service. So Blog Talk, if you want to say anything, the lines are open.
Good evening again. I just want to say thank you for the words, and I thank you for the message that you gave to everyone. The best try, the best challenge, the best thing we can all do in this world is just turn it over to God. That's the best one you can give a trial to. He's giving you a trial every day of your life that you are here. God, our Father, and the Son, Lord Jesus, is trying you every day that he give you life. So I'm just saying that's the best try you can have, because that's the best result. He going to always answer you. He going to always do what's right. Just try him. Give God a chance. Wait on him. And that's going to be the best blessing you can ever have. I just want to say thank you for the message. And we all need to thank God for each and every day that we open our eyes, because some have not awakened today. You might have woke up, but that don't mean you can hear, see, or walk. So I just say give God a try and thank him for all your abilities, because some don't have what you have. Thank you.
Thank you for those words, Minister Sheila. Is there anyone else that would like to say something? Okay, well, we thank you all for tuning in. I would like to say, don't forget next Friday. I'll be back. Don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God is awesome. I was reading what Apostle Cecilia said, praying for Mario and family, Ohio, Oklahoma, Virginia Beach, and the other areas, disaster. Yes, we're going to ask God right now. God, we just thank you for the opportunity to come before you, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to say, Father God, we trust you. We believe in you, and we accept you as our Lord and Savior. We ask you to forgive us of every sin that we committed willingly, unwillingly, knowingly, and unknowingly. God, we just want you to teach us how to be saved. Put in our hearts, God, that we want to be saved. Put in our hearts to give us ability to ask you, and don't be ashamed of wanting to be saved. God, I thank you for everything you've done. God, cover Mario and his family and my whole family, whether they're in Toledo, whether they're in Cleveland, whether they're in Detroit, whether they're in Wisconsin, whether they're in Washington, whether they're in Chicago, Mississippi, Tennessee, St. Louis, Atlanta,
Florida, God, wherever our family is, God, the Seabury lineage and the Kaiser lineage, I'm just asking you to just cover us right now. And for everyone that's listening in on the line and on Facebook, God, I'm asking you to just bless them and cover them. God, cover everyone in Oklahoma. Cover everybody at Virginia Beach. Cover everyone at Myrtle Beach. Every place that it has been a disaster, oh God. Cover all the children of the world, oh Lord. Send help to them, oh God. Send help to Chicago, oh Lord. And any place else that need it. Because we know, God, that your word said you are our healer, our redeemer. You are our God. You are our everything, Lord. Lord, we just want to say we just give you our heart. We just hand it all over to you. We throw our hands up and just say, Father God, I'm yours. Take me, Lord, and use me for your will, your way. Tell me what to do. Tell me what to say. Tell me where to go. God, for I will do what you say. In your son Jesus' name, we pray these things. Amen. Thank you all again for joining in. Thank you, Blog Talk, for tonight. Blog Talk, we're done. Facebook, we're done. But I just want to let you all know that there's nothing too hard for God. That if you open your mouth, he will bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night, everyone. Please share the video. Good night, Blog Talk.